91.3 WCSG, family friendly and commercial free. It's Jeremy and Amanda, your family friendly morning show with Andrew Rip and Fill My Cup.
907, 37 now in Grand Rapids. We're not warming up a whole lot today. It'll be cloudy, windy, and rainy. We'll see a high of 43. But if you are headed out to Winter Jam, you know, warm clothes, poncho, get ready to make some friends in line, and get ready to see some great music. Austin French is here with us this morning. Austin, thanks for taking the time. You guys rolled in this morning early, so buses are at Van Andel. Everything's getting set up. We appreciate you making a stop at WCSG.
Oh, it's so great to be here. Thank you guys so much for having me. Yeah, it's a little cold, colder than in Tennessee, but I'm here for it.
So as we help familiarize you with our audience and our audience with you, maybe just kind of set the pace and just tell us where you're from, tell us about your family, and some of those kind of basic things.
Absolutely. I grew up in Georgia. It's pretty far from here.
And
South Georgia, to be exact. My dad was a worship pastor. My mom was a music teacher. She taught music in our living room growing up. I didn't know it wasn't normal not to sing about everything all the time until I was singing the potty song at school. My buddy's like, bro, you can't do that. Eighth grade, that's when that stopped. And so music has always been a part of my life. And the biggest thing that's ever happened to me was when I was 13 years old. Someone told me to not judge Jesus on the broken people he came to save. Because broken people hurt broken people, but Jesus wants broken people. Man, I was broken. I was hurt. I come from a broken home. My family split up. A kid of abuse. And so I had a lot of issues to work through. And I found out that Jesus wasn't the one who hurt me. Mm. He's the one who could heal me. And so 13 years old, I went from singing songs to try to get a girlfriend to I'm going to write songs to tell people about what Jesus has done for me and what he could do for them. So that's kind of the nutshell of why I do what I do today. I'm still writing songs for my friends to tell them about what Jesus is actively doing in my life and how he wants to do the same thing for them.
Tell us about your family.
Yeah, I'm a dad of three kiddos. Me and my wife have been married for almost 9 years. And so we have a 7, 5, and 3-year-old. We do not sleep, so pray for us. My wife called me this morning and was like, yep, we had nightmares. Apparently all the kids got eaten by dinosaurs last night in my 5-year-old's dream. So, you know, that's just life for us right now. Unexpected interruptions all the time, but they are sweet. It is sweet moments. And I know these are the moments that we're going to want to cherish forever. But yeah, being a dad, I love doing music. I love traveling the world, but I love being the dad and a husband the most. And that's the most important things to me. So that's my family, what it looks like. My wife is incredible. My kiddos are growing too fast, and I'm just grateful to be a part of this journey.
We are really thankful.
Very polite people around here.
That you are here, and we want to learn more about you. We're going to play a little popcorn game a little bit later, too. Today just happens to be National Popcorn Day.
Yes.
So why not talk a bit about that? Let's do that in a little while. But first, let's get you some Austin French music.
Here's Wake Up Sleeper. You're with Jeremy and Amanda on 91.3 WCSG.
A special guest in studio this morning, Austin French, here for the Winter Jam Tour happening tonight at Van Andel Arena. Austin, second week of the tour.
Yeah.
How's it been going?
Woo! It has been a whirlwind. Winter Jam, it is so much fun, so much energy, but there are a ton of details. Mm-hmm. And so I think the first weekend kind of felt like a rehearsal weekend. So this weekend feels like, hey, we found our rhythm. This is going to be great. So tonight's going to be really special.
Tell us kind of the lineup. Who you've got?
Yeah, so it kind of starts off. We have some Lights Down acts that are awesome. They call them the pre-jam. Great acts like Thrive Worship's one of them. A group called Renee, a guy named Sean B. They're amazing. They start off the night, and then we hit the stage at Lights Down, and so we're up. And then a band called New Song. They've been around for a while. They're amazing. Yeah. New Song hits the stage. Then Disciple. Then Andy Mineo. Then Jeremy Camp. And Wilson, and then We the Kingdom. And it is a party, guys.
And $15 tickets at the door. So you're not going to be able to see that many acts in one spot for $15 ever.
So as we think about Winter Jam, maybe some of us have experienced it before, but is this your first experience or have you been on the tour before?
This is my second experience. Okay. Yeah, we were in it in 2020 when the world shut down.
Mm. Yep.
So we got through about half the tour then. So we're hoping to finish this tour this time.
Absolutely. So maybe give us a little, some little nugget from behind the scenes on what it's like to be an artist on something like that.
Well, you kind of have to bring your ping pong game. There is a traveling ping pong table on Winter Jam, and it is so much fun. Honestly, this tour just feels like a big traveling family reunion. All these artists were all spread out throughout the year and years, some of us, and we haven't seen each other in a long time. And so to get together and really travel every day together is so sweet. So we get to play ping pong and catch up and eat catering together and watch each other's shows. Honestly, every artist on this roster, I would go to their shows. I just don't get to because we're doing our own shows throughout the year. And so I stand side stage most of the night just watching my friends do their thing.
And you're like, hey, Ann Wilson, if you need help, I'm here.
Exactly, right?
I'm ready, whenever. What would you tell to someone who's kind of on the fence about going and they know what Winter Jam is about? They understand like it's faith-based concert, but they have somebody in their life that maybe isn't plugged into a church, doesn't know the Jesus thing.
Yeah.
How would you encourage them to bring someone who doesn't know the Lord yet? It's safe.
Yeah, honestly, this is such an incredible event. If you want to introduce someone to Jesus for the first time, this is a great place to do it. There's no expectations for anyone. Like, come as you are, who you are, wherever you are, whatever stage of life, if you're on the mountaintop or the valley low, you are welcomed in this arena tonight. You're going to be entertained, absolutely, but you're also going to be met and ministered to. And it's such a sweet night of ministry. And honestly, for people that wouldn't go to church, this is an incredible night because there's so many people there. There's no one that's looking at you, and let yourself have this experience, right? I grew up going to Winter Jam. I used to invite my friends that weren't believers when I was 13 after I got saved. It was like, hey, let's go to Winter Jam. And I remember watching kids in my youth group give their life to Jesus who had never expected to go to church before. And that's what these nights are really special for. Come get an incredible concert, but you're probably going to leave more than what you came with.
Oh, for sure.
Appreciate that. We'll have more with Austin French coming up in just a bit. Today is National Popcorn Day, so we've got some trivia to share with you to see if you can get them right or wrong. And, of course, something else to pass along regarding Winter Jam, if you are considering going. Van Andel Arena is cashless, so make sure you've got your debit card, credit card, to be able to help out with that, because I know last year they had to turn a few people away. They weren't prepared. So keep that in mind as you head out tonight. Here's Austin French with Freedom Hymn. You're spending time with Jeremy and Amanda, your family-friendly morning show on 91.3 WCSG.
Austin French, our special guest this morning. Thanks for coming in on National Popcorn Day.
Hey.
Do you love popcorn?
I love popcorn.
Such a good snack, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you like, okay, I'm going to hijack this for a second.
That's
Do you like
fine.
Kettle corn?
I love house mix. So I love kettle, I love caramel. And cheese. I love cheese together.
Yeah.
But I do love kettle corn.
Because Amanda and I differ on this. I feel like kettle corn tastes like it's burnt. But she thinks it tastes
good. I feel
good.
Like maybe you've just had burnt,
just burnt kettle corn.
Wow,
that's,
yeah,
that's
maybe
possible.
You're just
I've never
making
gone back,
it right.
So. All right, let's see what we're going to do.
Okay, so we're going to do a little bit of trivia with you about popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a list of facts. Some of them are true and some of them are not true. And it's up to you to determine which ones are true and which ones are not, okay?
All right, I'm here for it.
All right, 1949... popcorn was temporarily banned from movie theaters because it was too loud.
I believe that.
It is true.
Yeah,
it's true.
I believe that's true.
Would you be okay if people at Winter Jam tonight had popcorn?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
The more popcorn, the better.
The unpopped popcorn kernels at the bottom of a popcorn bag, the ones that we usually break our teeth on,
yep.
They're called spare tires.
That is false.
You're right.
What are they called?
Do you have any idea?
Oh... I got nothing. I mean,
old maids.
Old maids?
Old maids.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. The lingo.
Yeah,
all right.
In the 1800s, popcorn was often eaten as a cereal with milk and sugar on top.
No, no way.
It's actually true.
No.
Can you imagine how soggy
gross.
That would be?
Gross. Yeah. That is gross. Although, have you had Pops, the cereal?
Sure, yes.
Okay, so
wait, wait. Are you talking about corn pops?
Yeah, it's like corn pops.
Or is it just,
sugar
did they
snacks.
Like change their
guys,
name?
Guys.
I just want to see if there's an age difference because I grew up with corn pops. Is it just now pops?
Well, I think it's now it's just called pops.
Okay.
Now but
we're old.
Yes. I do remember corn pops.
Okay, good.
But guys, it makes sense. That's where it came from.
It's the popcorn.
Popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Corn pop.
Okay. But actual popcorn would get really
soggy.
Yeah, it's
gross.
Well, speaking of the popping, popcorn can reach up to 3 feet in distance when it pops.
3 feet. I believe that.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Yep. Also, popcorn is the state snack of Iowa and Nebraska.
And Nebraska?
Yeah.
Iowa and Nebraska. I mean,
a lot of cornfields.
It is. That's true. That's. I'm going to say yes.
That is false. Ah. It's actually the state snack of Illinois and Indiana.
Okay.
I can see with Illinois, Chicago, Garrett's popcorn.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. That's
but
right.
Indiana,
that's right.
Get something else.
Yeah, come on.
All right. Here's one about microwave popcorn. It was made by Pillsbury back in 1982 for the first time. It contained real butter, so it had to be kept in the freezer.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah.
Weird, but true.
You're really good at this.
Yes.
Or we're really bad at giving you false statements.
All right. More than 17 billion quarts of popcorn are consumed by Americans every single year. This amount would fill up the Empire State Building 8 times.
I believe that.
It's actually 18 times.
No.
Yep.
18 times. 18 That's a lot.
Times.
Wow.
All right. That's you want to do insane. One last one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. This is about Cracker Jack, which is popcorn to the next level. It was introduced in 1803 at the World's Columbian Exposition by a guy named Frederick William Ruckenheim and his brother Louis, okay? The first recipe was... I got popcorn stuck in my throat.
Got to stop taking snack breaks.
The first recipe made with popcorn, peanuts, and molasses was deemed too sticky in 1896... Lewis discovered a way to separate the molasses-coated kernels. That was, the process is still, I guess, a secret today. He gave a sample to a salesman who exclaimed, "That's Cracker Jack!" And that's how they got the name.
I actually believe that.
It's true.
Yeah.
And now you have a challenge. I want Austin French tonight at Winter Jam to somehow incorporate, That's Cracker Jack.
Challenge accepted.
Bring it back. Give it to all the young kids so that we can get
that's
rid of things like that. Gas.
Oh, I know exactly where that's going to go.
All right, perfect. We'll have more with Austin French coming up. Right now, it's Born Again. You're with Jeremy and Amanda, your family-friendly morning show on WCSG.
Winter Jam in tour tonight. Always a really, really good time. Austin French, part of the lineup this year. Austin, so glad you took a few minutes to spend some time with us this morning.
Yeah, so excited to be here.
So off the air, you were mentioning music is definitely a big thing in your life, but you also own coffee shops and you are an Airbnb person. Like, you've had to be really creative when the world shut down because of the pandemic, trying to figure out different things to
do. Yeah. For me, it was the world shut down. We were actually on Winter Jam in 2020, and then we got sent home thinking it would be like for a week.
Yeah.
Turned into a year. And so for me, I have to stay a little busy, right? And so called up my friends. I'm like, what are the things that we wanted to do that I never had time to do? Mm. And a coffee company was one of them. To get into the Airbnb hosting world was one of them. And yeah, so we dove in and it's been a really cool business to be in.
So you bring up the pandemic, and I don't want to revisit it from a negative perspective, but maybe out of that time, what's something that you took away from it? Because as an artist, as you said, things shut down completely for you.
Yeah.
So maybe speak to that a little bit.
You know, I got to be a baseball coach
my
kiddos t-ball, and I got to be the stay-at-home dad thing. And, you know, before COVID happened, I was gone like 200 days of the year. I don't want to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
And so what it's taught me is just that, like, you don't have to say yes to everything. It's okay to learn the value of your no, and to prioritize what needs to be prioritized. And yeah, as a young artist going into that, it was just like, I have to do everything. But you don't. Like, it's okay not to be everything and do everything. It's okay just to be faithful with what you have and walk through those doors as they're in front of you. So, yeah, for me, that's kind of this mind shift happened. And also what happens, the concerts that we begin to get back became sweeter because you realize how quickly they can disappear. And so even on these nights, like, these moments aren't just a machine for us. Like, every face in these rooms matter because it may never happen again. And when I will step on stage now, I walk into this moment thinking, I may never get this again. This is special. It's been a really sweet shift for me to get out of the run mentality, but more of just like sit and rest and be, right? And that's what really that season taught me.
Well, one of the songs I think, assuming people will be able to hear tonight, is your new song. It's called Jesus Can. Yeah. Would you like to tell us a bit about that?
Absolutely. This is my favorite song I've ever written. And because I think it shares my story. I remember writing from a record, and I walked into a room, and we wrote a song, and it was okay. And then I just kind of looked at the guys, and I was like, man, this doesn't just feel honest. Like, it feels like I'm giving people what I think they want to hear, not what is coming from me. And so we just threw that song away and we started over.
Maybe it'll come back someday.
Yeah, you never know. And so we started writing just from this perspective of my life is living proof that Jesus does miracles. And what does that look like for me? Well, I grew up in a broken home. For a long time, I thought my story didn't matter. I thought I couldn't escape the brokenness that I lived through as a kid. My greatest fears was to be a dad. My greatest fears was to be a husband because my dad screwed that up. And I felt like he had screwed me up too. But what I found out when I was 13 is that Jesus heals really broken people. The Bible is full of those stories, and we are those stories too. And I found out that everything that I couldn't do for myself, but Jesus is really good at doing on my behalf. And so, yeah, my story of redemption is not a story of Austin is the hero. No, my story is that Jesus is, Jesus does, and Jesus can. And that's where this song came out of. And if you're listening to this and you feel like you've been defined by what's been done to you, know that what's been done for you is always going to be better, greater, and more powerful than what's ever been done to you. But Jesus is the difference.
And we just went to church.
That's right.
Come on.
All right, let's hear it. New from Austin French, this is Jesus Can. You're with Jeremy and Amanda, your family-friendly morning show on 91.3 WCSG.
Austin French in studio with us. Did not realize that was going to be your first time hearing the song on the radio. Do you still like it?
Oh, yeah,
Do you still like the song, or do you still like that moment where you hear a song for the first time?
Both. Yeah, I mean, it kind of is surreal because these songs are birthed like very personal things. And then when you realize like at this moment, thousands of people are hearing this song, you're just sharing a piece of you with thousands of people. And to be the one kind of receiving it at the same time is a weird feeling, but I love it.
Good. Well, we are so excited that you are in town for Winter Jam tonight. To remind people, it is tonight, Van Andel Arena. Austin French, you are one act, but there's We the Kingdom, Jeremy Camp, Ann Wilson, and so many others. Tickets, $15 at the door. Definitely a good event to bring your unchurched friends to. And don't forget, Van Andel, cashless venue. So make sure you have a debit card, credit card, something like that in order to get in, because we want to make sure everybody who wants to go can be there.
Come on.
All right, before we let you go, is there anything else you want to leave with the WCSG audience?
You know, thanks for letting me be a part of your life. I'm sharing my life with you through these songs, and it blows me away to hear stories about how God is making these songs, not just mine, but yours too. And if you're coming to the show tonight, I'd love to hear your story. We have Jesus Can sticky notes at our merch table that we want to hear people's stories. Our stories are powerful, not just mine. Yours matters too. So come share your story with us at our merch table.
And what is the one phrase you have to work into your set? Do you remember?
That's Cracker Jack. I got it.
It was really great to have you on the show today, Austin. Safe travels as you motor on with Winter Jam, and we look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thanks for having me on. God bless you guys.
All right, here's We the Kingdom now. You catch them tonight with Winter Jam at the Van Andel Arena. It's God So Loved. Thanks for spending time with your family-friendly morning show, Jeremy and Amanda, on 91.3 WCSG.